From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the New Year's Eve attack on an Istanbul nightclub where 39 people were killed. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkish security forces say they have made their first detentions in connection with the New Year's Eve nightclub attack as a manhunt continues for the attacker. The detentions follow a claim of responsibility for the attack by Islamic State. The group said the nightclub was targeted because it was a place where Christians celebrated their apostles. Citing security sources, Turkish media reported Monday the gunman in the nightclub attack is believed to have come from a Central Asian country, either Kyrgyzstan or Uzbekistan. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Iraqi officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 wounded Monday when a suicide bomber blew up a truck at a market in Baghdad. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. French President François Hollande told French soldiers in Iraq that their efforts at preventing terrorist attacks in their home country, after beginning his one-day trip to the region Monday with a visit to French troops, Mr. Hollande met with top Iraqi officials. He vowed that the Islamic State would be beaten. He then visited an autonomous northern area of Kurdistan to meet with French troops there and to talk with local officials. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week. In his speech January 10th in Chicago, Mr. Obama will outline what he sees as his successes in office during his two terms. As president, he also plans to offer his thoughts on where the country is headed as a new administration prepares to take over. This is VOA News.